Hello, Namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Welcome back,
Hussein.
Thank you, Keshav. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's the last week of Ramadan. We can't wait for Eid.
Yes, I know. So today is Sunday. It's our second last fast. So tomorrow
super.
Is the last one.
Beautiful.
And every year I feel I wait more and more for Eid to arrive.
Awesome, man. I can't imagine how hard you must be waiting for it.
Thank you. Yeah, so Keshav, with that, we'll start off with a very lovely voice note.
Yes.
That we actually received last week itself, but we had already recorded and kind of finished our stuff.
Yeah.
So,
and this listener is a special listener.
Yeah, special listener.
Very
two
special
listeners.
Two listeners. And,
yeah,
you know, of the two, one of them, I think. Anyway, listen, I guess we should just play it.
Here you go.
Hi, Dada.
And?
Keshav Uncle.
Talk.
Happy?
300.
Episodes.
Of?
Far from?
Bombay.
Far from? Fat.
Fat.
I?
Yes.
You both all the best.
May
you come
with
many more.
Bye.
So thank you, listeners.
That was
Sakina and Nafu
with the sweetest message.
Yes.
Of all the messages. In fact, we have some more messages which we'll play at the end of the episode. Do check them out.
And for now, Keshav, let's jump into a rather strange topic.
Yes, okay? It is it's a cross between a strange and an FFF topic, let's say.
Yeah. So I'll read the story and then we'll immediately jump in, okay? Because it's juicy. Seems quite juicy.
Nice.
Now, the headline reads, Indigo Child from Mars. Russian child genius, past life claims leave experts baffled. So, Boriska Kiprianovich, 27-year-old from Volgograd, Russia, has made some extraordinary claims about his past life as a Martian and his mission on Earth, as reported by the Sun. Now, the name and the place, you know, it seems like this claim would come from that kind of a person, from that kind of a place. No?
You're bang on about that.
It fits.
However, there is also a corollary, I feel, to that theory.
Okay.
For example, hypothetically, let's say somebody from India made a claim about, I'm from this past life.
Yeah.
It will be like, okay, we believe in rebirth in India.
Yeah.
So, it will not make news only.
Oh, okay.
Udhar hi khatam. Haan, theek hai na, sabka hota hai. Shut up and sit down.
So, now, according to Boriska, he was part of a species from Mars that was devastated by a nuclear conflict thousands of years ago.
Right.
Fearing a similar fate for Earth, he reincarnated as a human to prevent a nuclear apocalypse on our planet.
Wow, very responsible.
Yeah. Now, he identifies himself as Indigo Child. And Boriska says that he was not alone in being reborn on Earth and that there are others like him who survived the Martian conflict. Describing Martians as tall, technologically advanced, being capable of interstellar travel, Boriska shares memories of participating in wars and air raids on the Red Planet.
Memory to tez hai.
Tez, very tez, yeah. I remember that time when I was 14 or 15 years old. The Martians were waging wars all the time, so I would often have to participate in air raids with a friend of mine. He says, we could travel in time and space, flying in around spaceships, but we would observe life on Earth on a triangular aircraft. Martian spaceships are very complicated, he said, according to the report. Now, this is the crux, okay? So, Boryska recounts a tragic nuclear disaster on Mars resulting from a conflict between different groups residing on the planet. Despite the devastation, he claims that a few survivors managed to rebuild and sustain themselves. And in a particularly intriguing claim, Boryska suggests that the key to understanding all human life lies within the Great Sphinx of Egypt.
Oh.
Superb twist.
Multiverse.
No? Yeah. Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse. Aa gaya hai to. You, Multiverse of Madness acronym is MOM.
MOM.
Which is also mummy. Egypt. It's connected. Kya ho raha hai?
Now, he believes that unlocking a mechanism hidden behind the Sphinx's ear could bring about a significant change in human existence.
Oh, so he has to go and twist the ear of the Sphinx.
Seems like that.
Reprimand the Sphinx.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of when we were kids? Like, or when you are fooling with kids, you tell them, you touch them behind the ear and tell them, hey, see, there's something, there's
coin,
something.
You found a coin. A
coin. And then when they, or if you're generous, then you find a coin, or they turn around and you give them a tupli.
Oh! I thought you meant, you were referring to that magic trick, that cute one. But yeah, tupli is nice. This is the one I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Coin, to mere ko nahi mila hai kabhi.
That's what I said. If you're generous, then coin.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you fool them into looking the other way.
And then and one tupli.
One tupli.
Yes.
So, maybe he plans to go and give a tupli to the Sphinx. Yeah.
Or he wants to pull out one planet from behind the ears. Like, see, there's a Mars here. Jaane ka hai?
So, now... Yeah, so that's what he claims, that there's something behind the, an opening mechanism somewhere behind the ear. Now, despite the unusual nature of his assertions, Boryska's profound knowledge of space and extraordinary wisdom have left scientists and experts puzzled. From an early age, Boryska displayed exceptional abilities such as holding his head up without support at just 2 weeks old and speaking shortly after.
Oh.
His parents noticed his advanced skills in reading, writing and painting, along with a deep interest in Mars and space. Throughout his school years, Boryska's fascination with the solar system persisted until he revealed his supposed past life on the red planet.
At the age of 27.
This report is when he was 27. I don't know when he first came made out of the closet. Yeah.
When he first said, ki, I am mom, dad, I am
Martian.
Straight.
Yeah.
Out of Mars. This is Martian. Kya hai yaar? I don't know where to go only with this story.
What are his pronouns, Keshav?
I don't know, man. What could they be?
I don't know.
Wo dekho.
So, yeah, where do we begin, man? Great story, no?
Superb story. Ki, I don't know where to begin, in fact. It is...
I feel, you know, a simple test, Keshav, would be to get him in touch with Elon Musk. And I feel like, see, anyway, Elon Musk wants to go to Mars.
Unka to aavan jaavan rehta hai.
Hai, rehta hai. He's like, he's ready. He's almost ready to go there himself. And I feel Elon Musk will know enough about Mars, space travel. Haan,
they know per square foot kitna bik raha hai.
Bik raha hai, yeah. All that they'll know. So just get him to do a
dood ka dood, paani ka paani. Yeah. We'll know whether Volgograd kid is is a sci-fi writer, bad sci-fi writer, or genuine time traveler.
So, you know, I had one thought, okay, when I came across this story, you know. So, I was just thinking about my experience with these kinds of stories.
Yeah.
And I feel like with time, they have really reduced. So, in the early 2000s and maybe in the late 2000s also, when tech was not that advanced.
Like you could not really Google every thought you had.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like these stories were way more common. And even, you know, UFO sightings.
Yeah.
Yeti sightings.
Loch Ness sightings.
Loch Ness monster. And I feel like now, as cameras have become more popular, more available,
right?
Suddenly,
वो market कम हो गया.
कम हो गया.
Because scrutiny is gone up, I guess.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I saw, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but you're right. It's a genre. It's like a subset almost of. You may not believe me, but. Right. People who see a Mother Mary or like Jesus on a toast.
Yeah, yeah.
Or seeing Jesus in different places.
Places, yeah.
And let's broaden that to religious icons.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. So many times there's people say, I saw Allah on a cow. I have seen this. I've seen pictures of this.
But isn't there no visual representation?
No, the word, the script of Allah
got
in
it, got
Arabic.
It.
That is like what you said, no? Like
yeah, Jesus yeah. Iconography, or, correct.
Yeah.
Correct, correct. Because the closest iconography is with calligraphy, right? In fact, my next thing I was going to say was that only. I was going to add a disclaimer or a joke saying, okay, something like this would not exist in Islam. In the sense that people would not be able to see because there's no images.
Yeah.
But you're saying ki wahan pe bhi people have found ways.
I have seen images on the internet saying that, you know, look at Allah is so great.
Yeah.
See, this is written on a tiger, or in the stripes of the
tiger. Of the tiger.
I can see.
Right.
So it's the same thread.
Same genre, yeah. It's that same space of people who are
and
seeing
now,
things. Now yeah, you can't make those claims is what you're saying, right?
I'm saying that when you should make the claims because you have cameras everywhere. Suddenly, you're not seeing all of this.
Yeah, because dood ka dood.
Ho gaya abhi.
Ho gaya. So now, it sounds like, let's cut to the chase. It sounds like the two of us are non-believers.
In Mr. Boris?
Yes.
His name is
Boris Krishchovenchko.
Good try. Boris ka Kiprianovich.
Kiprianovich.
Yeah. It seems like... you know, I would not say I'm a non-believer,
okay?
But I'd love to give him a chance to prove his...
You're a healthy skeptic.
Yeah. You provide evidence and I will consider your claim. I'm that kind of a person.
Just have to attach it with the correct paperwork.
Yeah.
And come for hearing for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
We will believe you in the court of FFN.
Yeah. So... See, straight up, Keshav, if he's saying that there is something behind the Sphinx ka ear, I feel the best way to test his claim is to go and check it. No?
So, a Do Sphinx... Think, okay, now I know very little about the Sphinx. So,
okay.
If you know more, can you just educate me a little?
So, it is along with the pyramids of Giza.
Okay.
It is in Cairo, as far as I remember. It is like a leopard, a lion kind of a... Two animals, yeah.
What are the two?
I think it's a lion and a human. No?
Human? Okay.
The head is the human, if I... Can we look it up?
Let's look it up.
Because
I don't...
Great Sphinx of Giza. Okay, so I'll quickly read a description.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Great Sphinx of Giza is a limestone statue... of a reclining sphinx, a mythical creature with the head of a human and the body of a lion. Facing directly from west to east, It stands on the Giza Plateau on the west bank of the Nile in Giza, Egypt. The face of the Sphinx appears to represent the pharaoh Khafre. Do you think, Keshav, that this kid, he just wants to visit the Sphinx and he's making all this shit?
This entire thing is a crowdfunding exercise for a trip to Egypt. Mars was the first pyramid scheme. Oh shit. It's bad, it's bad. But yeah, point is ki this guy is a scammer, no?
It seems like it. So, one theory is that this guy just wants to visit the Sphinx.
Time pass. And he's making all this. The other is, let's say we believe him and we don't be skeptics. Bhai sach bol raha.
So then how do we help
him? I think maybe get him some friends. I think loneliness perhaps can lead to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and in it's sad, but it maybe a date. What you're saying. Yeah, and where I think what you're saying comes from is often if you're very gifted, you are very lonely. Mm.
Sci-fi writers, I'm guessing, have gifted to be alone because.
Yeah. Because there's just so much going on in their brains that no one else will be able to make sense of it and conceive what they are saying.
And people like us will call them fools. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Like lack of, that's the only way we know. So either this person is a genius or he apna kaat raha hai. One of them.
Yeah.
So let's say he is genuine and he is onto, you know.
Let's say that he is reborn.
Yeah. Then he's a messiah?
Yeah, that would be it.
If everybody who's reborn is a messiah, then every Hindu is a messiah.
One billion
messiahs.
But I think the difference is, I don't think that everyone who is reborn is a messiah. I feel people who recognize that they are reborn.
That they are reborn.
Are the messiahs.
The ones who have the memory.
Yeah. Wow, man. What an observation we've made.
Wait, this is deep. Because I know I am not a messiah because I forgot what I had for breakfast.
Yeah.
I'll have to think. And this question will go out to our listeners also. Let's say you think, you tell us what you had for breakfast on Wednesday. Barely five last week.
Keshav, I can answer that. I had nothing because I'm fasting.
You are a messiah. One month in a year, you are a messiah. Oh God, this is a very blasphemous episode. We should stop.
But yeah, these are the best thing that Mr. Boriska can prepare himself for is have these kinds of conversations.
Yeah.
No?
Because we are being open to your thoughts and ideas, you also open yourself up.
And go out and talk to people.
Talk to people.
See, I feel in today's world, Keshav, in today's times, I feel it is easier for Mr. Boriska to convince people of something if he is open and transparent about it.
Yeah.
Because people are willing to look
buy
for
into
new
ideas.
Yes.
There is a community for everyone.
Hmm.
You just have to go and find it. For all you know, after this news went out, a lot of people would have already wanted to commune with him.
You
know.
And it's always cool, no? Like, everyone wants to have an ex-Martian in their peer group.
Yeah, who does not? I know. Earlier it was to be like, okay, I'd like to know some cool creative people in my group. Like, I'd like to have a chef, an architect, a film director.
Yeah.
And call these people home for dinner and, you know, feel cool in front of your guests. Martian is taking it to a new level. Because along with that, you have to get two translators also. All three are making it up. But yeah,
so all the best, I think, Mr. Boriska.
Yes, all the best to you for your future journeys or past journeys or sideways journeys.
Journeys.
Whatever
you do.
Axis you're on.
And imagine, Keshav, if there comes a time where he actually discovers something behind the Sphinx ka ear.
Oh, nuts. A portal.
Cool, no? That'll be
something else. Discovers a portal that takes you into, I don't know.
Where, like you suddenly land in a DMart.
No, not just any DMart, an interstellar.
Interstellar DMart.
Space suit discount. Bhari chhoot. Just 199.
But you need your translators with you.
Yeah, you need your translators. And no trial rooms. Luck of the draw. Thank you, good jobbers. There is one debris pile for all the people who've died because of cheap suits.
Okay, everyone, we hope you enjoyed that fun topic.
Yes, we really hope you enjoyed this particular episode.
Yeah, and we want to also dedicate this episode to a very good friend of mine and a listener, Ayush.
Yes, thank you, Ayush.
He has sent in a very generous
contribution.
Contribution, yeah. So, thank you, Ayush. And Ayush has also sent in a lovely voice note.
Yes, let's listen to it.
Here we go.
Hey Hussein and Keshav, many congratulations on the 300 episodes of Far From Fact. You guys are doing an amazing job. I totally love the topics that you guys talk on and more importantly your views on them. I don't know if you have actually made the world a better place or not, but for me definitely yes. I've literally stopped listening to music because whenever I have some time on my hand, I open up the podcast app and I start listening to your podcast. Personally, I get to learn a lot from your podcasts, such as, you know, Keshav's vocabulary, the trend words, and both of you guys, the insights on various matters that you give, and the people's perspective that you bring to light, and so many, you know, different ways. And not only, you know, topics from our country, but even outside India. So, a special thanks to Keshav for his vocabulary, his voice modulation skills, and specific dialogue delivery timing. And Hussein for narrating the article so well, doing the research so well, along with his mind-boggling solutions to the problem statements. So, keep it up, guys. Looking forward to your next 300 episodes. Cheers.
Okay, thank you, Ayush.
Thank you so much, Ayush. That was very kind and sweet.
Yes. So, Keshav, along with Ayush, we also have a few other voice notes and messages.
Yeah.
So, we've received a message also from Saad. So, yes. Thank you, Saad. I'll quickly read it out. Saad says, your journey has been awesome. I remember you mentioning that you'll be doing this thing when we met a long time back. And here we are, you guys have completed 300 episodes. Absolutely love to hear from you guys. Thanks for not leaving the world as you guys found it. Surely make it a better place.
Thank you, Saad. Thank you.
Yes, so that is Saad. Now, Keshav, there is one more message. Okay, so that message is from another lovely listener. Her name is Krishna. Krishna Vag. So, it is a long note.
Okay.
So,
great. Let's get into yourself. It. Brace yourselves, listeners. But again, thank you, Krishna.
Thank you, Krishna. So, here we go. Hello, Hussein and Keshav. I just finished listening to the 300th listener special episode. And I want to congratulate you two on this huge milestone. Wholehearted congratulations and hoping you hit many more milestones. I've listened to FFF since 2019.
Wow.
And since then, I think I have aged enough to reminisce like a grandfather with a captive audience. Settle in. I had recently joined as assistant professor of sociology in a small city college. It was my first teaching job. Most of the job was to check answer sheets on class tests, which is not what you want to do after trying to elicit some signs of life behind vacant eyes of students who had zero interest in the lecture about non-probability sampling.
Oh my god.
After checking a few answer sheets, the handwriting had started to look like ants running across the pages. To give my eyes and brain a break, I pulled up Spotify, clicked on some podcast randomly, and sat down in the staff room with earphones on. After a while, I was sniggering and smiling to myself listening to you two, which raised many eyebrows of the other senior and stern professors in the staff room.
Wow, how sweet, man.
Yeah. I have not stopped listening since. I may listen to it a week late sometimes, but I don't think I ever missed a single episode. This is all to say that a tedious start to a job was less tedious for one day a week.
Beautiful. This is so touching. I mean, I think this really gives us the fuel and steam to go on.
Yeah, yeah. There's more, Keshav. Okay. There's more. Even more personally, FFF has helped with the occupational hazards of being a sociologist. That is, being hyper aware of global national crises and doom and gloom scenarios. It can really weigh down on you mentally and even worse, make you an absolute bore at any social event.
Hmm.
Listening to you two riff on the news helped me to laugh away some of that anxiety.
Wow. Say,
I hear about climate change and how we are all going to get baked and not in the good way. I can now think of monetizing the Himalayas as a huge water slide sometime in the future. Not sure if it's more or less helpful to solving the climate crisis, but you can take the blame or take a bow and either would be just as funny. For lack of more appropriate reference, you guys are blackaddering world/local problems and I am here for it. I hope you always have a cunning plan for all problems, big and small. Shukriya for making me laugh, Mafi for a really long-winded message, and all the best to you both in everything.
Wow. That's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's really beautiful. Really beautiful.
And great writing, no?
Amazing writing. Of course, I'm guessing this person is an academic, so...
Yeah.
Naturally, they write a lot of papers and all of that.
So, thank you, Krishna. Thank you so much. Such a lovely message. And thank you for taking the time and typing all of this out and sending it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Keshav, along with that, we have two more voice notes. Yeah,
yes.
One is from, the first one is from Shruti.
Yes.
So Shruti has also sent a lovely voice note. Here it is.
Hi Hussein, hi Keshav, this is Shruti. I am sending you this message from Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I just want to give you guys a big shout out for completing the 300th episode. It's amazing what you guys are doing, and I am so hooked on to your podcast. I in fact learned about your podcast a month ago, and I have been binge listening to your podcast. It's amazing. I've got my husband hooked on to it. We were out on a vacation and we did a road trip, and throughout the road trip we heard you guys, and we've had the best time traveling by road, and you know, just listening to you guys. So thank you for that, and thank you for you know, just doing what you guys do. You guys are doing amazing, and I wish you guys the best. Yes, I am not gatekeeping your podcast at all. I've been spreading the word. I've been telling everyone about your podcast, and you know, I just want more and more people listening to you guys, and you know, I just want you guys to get more famous. You guys are amazing.
Thank you, Shruti. Thank you so much
Thank you, Shruti. Really nice voice note. Thank you.
And Keshav, last but not the least, we have one more from Tahir Khan. So here it is, Tahir's voice note.
Hey, Keshav and Hussein. I wanted to send this earlier, but I forgot. So I recently saw the 300th episode and kind of had FOMO. So I'm sending it now. So hi, here I go. First of all, congratulations on the big milestone. And yeah, I just wanted to say that this podcast has been a really special part of my life. I generally hear it when I'm on my way to work and back, and it's just laughs all the way. It kind of educates me a bit sometimes, maybe like not completely true facts all along, but yeah, overall it's a fun, funny experience, and yeah, I just love it. Also, I recently had a sinus surgery where, even though it's a minor surgery, I had to stay over in the hospital in the night, and let's just say the pain that came along with it when the painkillers wore off wasn't very minor. So I was just counting each second as to when this night will be over and the time will be done. And I kind of put on your podcast as a distraction. And yeah, I think it was the Panda Diplomacy episode, and I just was laughing and it made the time go easier, and I like woke up the next day and everything's good now. So yeah, thanks for your, you know, efforts to make this podcast and, you know, have being so consistent with it every week. And I hope you guys keep posting more and more. So yeah, all the best for your future.
Thank you so much, Tahir. Great voice.
Thank you, Tahir. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time and sending us this note. And this particular note came in after we finished recording episode 301. But thank you, Anirudh, nonetheless. It's a really sweet note. So here it is. Take it away.
Hey, Kesho. Hey, Hussein. Your podcast is amazing. I'm so sorry for recording this audio late. But nevertheless, I would like to congratulate you on the 300th episode. You guys are doing an amazing job with this podcast. The best part is the spontaneity and the twist while listening to the episodes. I still clearly remember the first episode I heard. It was during the lockdown. I was driving either to work or coming from work. And randomly, I played the episode 61st. That was a clips of all best part of 2019 year episodes. And since then, I have never missed a single episode. So best of luck, guys, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you to everyone who sent in notes.
And also, Keshav, just for listeners, so once again, you know, if you are in Mumbai and you want to join us for our dinner date,
yes,
it will be happening sometime soon after Ramzan ends.
Yes, and we will get in touch with you with at least about a week's head notice. A week to 10 days notice.
Yes, no? Absolutely.
So watch out for your DMs.
Yeah, or actually you DM us if you want to join the dinner date. If you feel like joining and you're in Mumbai, let us know. Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you, everyone, and see you next time.
See you next time. If you want to contribute, PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes.
Yes, and you can also like, share, subscribe. Please tell your friends about our show. That's how we grow.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Eid Mubarak in advance.
Oh, yes. Eid Mubarak, everyone.
Okay, bye.